This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't best. Don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. Makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Lane with your Coach Trish Hanna. They are empowered, encouraged, and educated. Spirit, soul, and body. This is a faith-based show for those who are tuning in for the very first time, but it's also a real show. We are broadcasting live in Nassau, Bahamas on the Guardian 96.9 FM dial. Welcome! Today, now, I have you to know, before I even talk about today's topic, because I'm so excited, for those who are listening to us for the first time, our topics that we cover may not typically reach the pulpit on a regular basis. I'll tell you that. Like a regular Sunday, you may not be able to get to hear some of the things that we share on Your Lane Talk Show. But once again, it's faith-based. We ensure that we have guests that fall in, you know, in line of our values, our core values. This is a space where you can call in or post questions to our guests live and get your answers. So even if you get to hear one or two little things that topics that we discuss on the pulpit, you know, it's kind of rare for you to raise your hand and be like, hey, Pastor, I have a question, right? But you can do that here. That's what I love about it. I love the fact that we are out of the four walls into media, but it's still ministry. And I give God the praise for this space, all right? Now, let's get right into it, because last week's episode was sizzling, all right? This is episode 163. The topic was Valentine's was sweet, but was, you know, I forgot, Jesus, what the topic was. But was it safe? That's what it was, right? Valentine's was sweet, but was it safe? That's what it was. We had our guest, Dr. Norad Morgan. He's an immunologist that spoke to us about STIs, y'all. Yes. Dr. Morgan spoke about the, you know, ways that the STIs can be treated if you do discover that you have an STI. He spoke about, you know, the types of people that carry STI. And of course, what he mentioned is that, hey, they don't have, STIs don't care about your status. They don't care if you are a believer or not. They don't care if you, you know, if you are rich or not. If you get in contact with someone that has it and you get it, that's on you, all right? It does not discriminate. So the whole purpose of the show was to go and get tested, go and get tested. He also spoke about, yes, I'm going to go there. He also spoke about people who've discovered that they received or had an STI based on the fact that their spouse committed adultery or infidelity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the midst of all of that, it was just so fitting that the following show, which is today, we speak about forgiveness, all right? And so for those who may have, it may have hit home, because he's stated that there were so many people in his practice who came in and were distraught because of what they have discovered. And so therefore, we are just right in tune right now. We're in a topic where we know that this is very much needed in this season, right? So if you want to know more about episode 162, you can go on to YouTube. All right, that's episode 162. Valentine's was sweet, but was it safe? All right, that's the topic. Now today, we're leaning into a topic that isn't always easy to talk about though, right? The topic of forgiveness. We tend to hold on to things so deep, especially when it cuts, when it hurts, you know, when it embarrasses, when it disappoints, we hold on to those things and we think that, hey, you know, I'm going to get the benefit of this by just holding on, and I don't need to talk to this person anymore, and I'm just going to cut them all the way off. But forgiveness is not about pretending it didn't hurt you, right? It's not about excusing the behavior either, but it is definitely not. Forgiveness is about freedom. So you're freeing not only the situation, but you're freeing yourself. It's about releasing yourself from the weight of bitterness and resentment and pain so that you can heal God's way. And sometimes, you know, we want to forgive, but we don't know how. And sometimes our hearts say, yes, but this hurts. Yes, but you don't know what he did to me. You know, a heart says, not yet. I'm not ready to forgive yet. And then, you know, the tension could be so exhausting, right? This afternoon, what forgiveness truly looks like, especially when the wound runs deep. I believe this conversation will minister to many hearts. I know that for a fact. It's going to minister to many hearts and help shift perspectives. If you have suffered hurt, betrayal, rejection, disappointment, anything that may be holding you back from truly being you, you know, I advise that you tune into the show. And if you know anyone who may be battling unforgiveness, share the page with them. Tag them, okay, because this is very much needed today. And this may be the conversation that saves someone's health, someone's marriage, or someone's future. All right, so there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. I see a lot of people already started texting in. Just want to make sure that y'all are okay. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Yes, we're going to do some giveaways. Yes, there will be some giveaways today. All right, we're going to have some giveaways today, y'all. Just tune into that, okay? So there are lots of ways that we can be heard today. You can tune into Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian Radio app for Android or Apple, on the website www.guardiantalkradio.com, or on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, and on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trishana Live. I'm excited. All right, so Your Lane Talk Show episode 164 is titled Teach Me How to Forgive Him. Dun, dun, dun. And it's brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, The Perfume Bar, YBE Promotions. Listen, 5 more days, y'all. 5 more days until the I Shall Not Want concert. I am so excited. For those who are tuning in, let me just put that on there so y'all could see that. Listen, we're going to have Chandler Mohammed. I believe this is his first time too. Child, we're going to make sure he have his conch salad and all these different things before he leaves. He about to enjoy himself here in the beautiful island of New Providence. All right. So it's all happening this weekend. All right. For those who have not gotten their tickets as yet, do not wait the last minute, because seats are already filling up. And according to the promoter, he stated, hey, you can't come in and just stand up. No, everybody has to be seated. All right. Happening this Friday, February 27th at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street. Go get your tickets if you haven't done so. You can go to bahamastickets.com. We're also brought to you by the Children's Dream Journal. Okay, we know that February is ending, but we still continue to show love and demonstrate love to our children. All right, so you want to go ahead and purchase this wonderful journal. It helps your child to pray, write, and grow in the purpose God placed inside of them. Don't just celebrate love just for this month. We want to celebrate it all year long because that's how much we love our kids, right? So we're going to invest in their future. Get your copy of the Children's Stream Journal today. Available now at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale or on Amazon. So you have two ways to collect it, to purchase it, and to ensure that your children are well taken care of, and we get to understand their dreams and be able to help, by God's grace, interpret what it is that God is saying through them. We're also brought to you by DQ Bahamas. DQ Bahamas Grill and Chill, all right, is now open at the Harbor for a juicy, made-to-order burger, crispy fries, and your favorite Blizzard treat all in one stop. Whether you're craving something savory or sweet, DQ Bahamas Harbor Bay has you covered. Come hungry, leave happy at DQ Grill and Chill Harbor Bay. And lastly, we're brought to you by Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Guess what? I do have tickets for you for the Chandler Moore I Shall Not Want concert. And I'm going to make it very, very, very easy this time. Because you've stated, at least one person, I can't say everyone. One person said, man, Coach Trish, your questions is be too hard, man. My question today, I have two questions because I have four tickets. So what I'm going to do is make sure or ensure that you get someone else to go along with you. So everyone's going to have someone to have fun with and enjoy. And these are some really good seats too. Looking at this section A. Come on now. Come on now. If I can't see Chandler Moore's eyelashes, I ain't going. So section A is directly in the front. I'm excited about, you know, the fact that even while you were there, we would want you to take a few pictures and tag us in it. Yerlene Life Coaching on Facebook, tag us in it. So the question is simple. We're going to do a simple question. The question is, what is one song by Chandler Moore that has blessed your life and why? What is one song from Chandler Moore that has blessed your life and why? So no, we're not going to take inserts from Facebook today, but we can make the calls today. Not for this particular question now, because you know the thing on Friday. So the number to call, or the numbers to call, would be 1-242-323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. So what is one question from Chandler Moore that has blessed your life and why? The numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. All right, so I'm getting straight into it now because I'm all excited about today's guest. And look at her smile. Just look at it. It's just so beautiful. Our guest today is Apostle Yvette Benton. She is an author, an entrepreneur, teacher, and co-founder of Impart Ministries International with her husband, Apostle Gerald Benton. She is the mentor of the Help Meet Army Spiritual Warfare Program and chancellor of Help Meet You online training. As a wife coach, she equips women to grow spiritually, walk in purpose, and build strong, God-centered marriages through Gerald and Yvette. 3 decades of ministry and counseling experience, she and her husband teach on healing, restoration, and kingdom living through transparency, faith, and biblical truth. They are the parents of 5 children and 2 grandchildren. Now, something's been happening since the last time she's been on the show. She is a grandma, a grandma, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much, Apostle Yvette. Thank you for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be back.
It's wonderful for you to be back. Now, we're getting straight into it because we want to make sure to cover as much time as we possibly can. We always have issues with guests coming in, and we'd be like, we got to get a part two because there's so much to talk about. But we know for you as a mentor, all right, at the Help Meet Army Spiritual Warfare Program and Chancellor of Help Meet You. What do your spiritual battle wives are facing today in their marriages? Going straight into it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The biggest battle, I think, is not knowing our God-centered expectations. I think the expectations are not studied enough. So even this topic, which is forgiveness, we've kind of come up with cultural norms or even spiritual norms that cause us to feel like we can just not do it if we're hurt, if we're upset, if we've been betrayed. So I think a lot of it is just a lack of knowledge. And the Bible says God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. So I really believe that's what's hitting and hindering our marriages most.
Wow. And that's the thing, we're not exposed to, you know, the fact that, yes, God can heal, God forgives, God can teach us how to forgive. We're not exposed to the fact that, hey, this is how we should be, and if we just be obedient to what God is telling us to do, then things can work out for our marriages. I love that. Knowledge is power. And of course, we are delivered when we receive that knowledge. I absolutely love that. Now, for those who are tuning in, yes, I read a little bit of your bio, right? But a lot of people don't know, you know, like, Trishawn, why did you choose her? How is she so qualified to be on this show? Like, why did you have her to be the one to talk about forgiveness, right? Because obviously they don't. There are people who may not know your story. Now, let me just get a little bit in depth in this, saying that Apostle Yvette Benton is one of my mentors. I truly honor her. I truly honor her lifestyle. I truly honor the fact that her testimony is so powerful. A little bit of her testimony, because I want you to see that I ain't just find somebody on the side, you know, and just say, okay, stick in. No, she's highly qualified. And for those who might be like, okay, you talking about forgiveness, but you don't know what I had to go through. You don't know, you know, so I want to make sure people who may be going through something and believe that I can't forgive, and what he did to me, I could never truly forgive or get out of. All right. So, Apostle, I want you to share your testimony so people can have a better appreciation of what is to come.
I agree. I think that's super important. Although we really should, as Christians, take the Bible for what it says, we're also human. And when we deal with things, we go to what it is that our circumstances have caused us to deal with. And so, one of the things that God is using is the testimony of my husband and I. It's the testimony that God gave us. And we believe now that it was really to help other people. But while we were dealing with it, that didn't matter. It really didn't matter. It was challenging. So my husband and I are about to celebrate 26 years next month.
Come on.
But around 6 or 7 years in, we started having some serious trials of alcoholism, drug addiction, some mental illness was hitting our marriage, definitely some problems with lust and perversion. And we broke up once and then tried to get back together, but I really didn't understand what God was doing. God was asking me to forgive him, asking me to move forward with the relationship. There was really nothing that I desired in the marriage. I mean, just as a successful woman, a person with degrees, a woman that was moving forward in not only my career, but my biblical assignment as an apostle, pastor at the time, I really believed the cultural norm, which is basically, if you're going to do these things, he was gone sometimes for weeks at a time. If you're going to do these things, I no longer have to be near you. Which the choice of being able to not be with a person doesn't mean it's God's perfect will. Mm-hmm. So I have to say that slowly, because people used to say to me all the time, well, the Bible says if you have reason, you can leave, you can get a divorce. We absolutely always have choices. We always have choices. And one of the things that I've had to use in my practice is really telling people, you know, you really have the choice to go to hell. Mm. But of course, we know that's not God's will for you. So having a choice doesn't mean that that's what God wants us to do. And it doesn't mean that's what's best for us ultimately. So one of the things that God did was he took me on a journey to really learn my role. Mm-hmm. He wasn't excusing the things that my husband was doing. And part of the difficulty was while I was learning to be submitted to him, while I was learning to be a better wife to him, the things that he was doing was continuing. They were continuing. So unfortunately, it got harder before it got better. And so we were separated for many years, tried to get back together. And ultimately, God said, if I became the helpmeet that he asked for me to be, if I became suitable, adaptable, and complementary, according to Genesis 2 and 18, he was asking me to help deliver my husband. And that required a lot of forgiveness, because if I'm going to pray for someone, I can't be unforgiving. And so we kept going back to not only forgiveness, but loving unconditionally, because a lot of times they honestly go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. So for many years we were separated. We attempted reconciliation. The second time we were reconciled, we stayed together. God has restored our marriage. Thank God for that. And then after some years of restoration, he asked us to move, leave behind pretty much everything, my career, where I lived with, where my family is, any ministries. And we really work with not only helping individuals restore, but learning how to fight for their marriages and now learning to develop strong marriages, because everyone's not in a situation where they've been separated, things like that. But strong, faith-based, biblically-based marriages.
I love that. I love the fact that you not only carry this, you know, desire to want to restore. Actually, what I heard from you was that initially, this was your testimony, but what I heard initially is that you didn't really want to. and that's the thing. I think what we have to understand is even though we may not want to, we want to do God's will. We want to be obedient, right?
Right.
So that it's human to not want to. So let's take that weight off. Let's release someone today to
yes,
you know, from that. No, there's no pressure to want to, but the pressure lies in, do you want to be obedient? Do you want to walk in God's perfect will? Right?
That's so big, because this week, actually, I'm doing a webinar on willful submission.
Come on.
And the biggest thing we talk a lot about is submission, you know, as wives and as understanding our marriage roles. But God said in this season, especially, being willing is even bigger to study, because many of us could give the explanation of forgiveness. We could give the biblical scriptures for forgiveness. We know it by heart. We know we should submit, but are we willing to do it? So that doesn't mean we like it. It doesn't mean it feels good. We realize that when Jesus realized, I'm about to be a sacrifice. And while I'm a sacrifice, I may not be willing or I may not enjoy being a sacrifice, but I have to be willing to say, not my will, but thy will be done.
That's powerful. Because even in his state, you know, and that human part is like, take this cup from me. And then he had to catch himself and said, you know what? Not my will, Father. Your will be done. Yeah. Talk to us about, you know, for you, how was forgiveness an instant thing for you? Or was it just a process?
No.
What did it look like spiritually and emotionally for you?
That's perfect. That's a great question. It was definitely, and I won't say was, I'll say is. Forgiveness is a process, because even though you can reconcile, even though God may ask you to save a relationship, that could be a marriage, that could be mother-daughter, you know, father, son, whatever relationship, that does not mean the hurt goes away instantly. And it does not mean that memory recall is not real, right? So we're never telling people that their emotions or their feelings don't matter when we talk about forgiveness. So I'm glad you asked that question, because people think if I've forgiven, then I'm automatically healed. Really the case. You have to do some healing. So personally, I had to go on a major journey to heal, not only from the things that had already been done. So the embarrassment and the way other people started to perceive me, remembering that the things that he was doing, he continued to do when I first started forgiveness. So I had to learn literally through spiritual warfare, through a closer relationship with the Lord, I had to continuously heal. I couldn't just heal on Monday because things were happening again on Tuesday. So it didn't mean I didn't forgive on Monday. It just meant I had to forgive again. And so forgiveness is a process that we have to do internally all the time.
Mm. You mentioned, you know, you had to heal first. What does healing look like? I know it may be different for different people, but, you know, generally, what does having to heal look like?
Yeah, healing is definitely a personal journey. Mm. And some of it is acknowledging. And for me, because of the way that God took me in my journey, very honorable and respectful. So instead of saying things that were happening to a lot of people, I had to really narrow it down to individuals that God highlighted with specific wisdom for my healing. Because what people don't understand, and this is even from a counselor's perspective as well as apostolic perspective, what people don't realize is when we do things that are against the word of God, we actually can be counterproductive to our own healing. You know, because if we don't forgive, God can't forgive us. And so I had to realize my forgiveness was not for my husband. It wasn't even for my marriage. My forgiveness was a part of my healing because of my relationship with God. So my relationship with God was a major part of my healing. And God kept revealing, if your heart is hard, I can't heal it. So I need you to let go of some things because vengeance belongs to me. So if I was taking something from God and operating outside of God's will, it was harder for God to heal me. So it seemed like a cycle. So I kept saying, okay, God, take away the pain. And he said, okay, take away the vengeance. Mm. Okay, God, heal my heart. Yes. Okay, forgive. So it was that I had to trust God with my heart first. Versus what I wanted in the natural was God to take away the pain. And God basically said, no, you have to give me the pain. You have to give it to me in order for me, because I have to be willing. And that's that word again. I have to be willing to forgive. I had to be willing to trust. I had to be. So for me, my healing really was to line up my life with the word of God.
That right there, that we have to give in order to receive from him. We can't do anything with clasped hands. You know, we can't give like this. We can't give with a stench in our hearts. You know, we can't give back to him something, expect something from him if we're not giving back something. Surrenderance looks like freeing yourself. Let your hands be free. Give it all to him, casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. So that is like a spiritual exchange. You give in the weight. You give in the hurt. You give in the pain. You give in the negative memory recall. And they come. Oh, we can talk about that. The trauma. You give in all of, even seeing if there was infidelity. The other person, you know, on the street, seeing the environment. I remember having a guest on the show that says it took her a while to even pass a particular hotel because right. she knew that, right? So all of that is, God, I give this back to you. I release this into your hands. I can need you to fix me. I can need you to.
Definitely, because you not only have places, but you have people reminding you. And sometimes they feel like it's helping. But in reality, the more people you share things with, they can be used by the enemy, whether they choose to be or not. They can be used by the enemy and cause you to. And that's why forgiveness is a process, because places and things of feelings, even the sight, like for a long time, even the sight of my husband made me deal with memory recall. And so, of course, I'm married to him. God wants me to serve him, be submitted to him, love him unconditionally, receive him back into our home. And even the sight of him in the beginning caused me anger and frustration and a lot of pain. So I had to learn, really, the Bible says we have the authority to pull down strongholds. Yes. Unforgiveness is a stronghold. And I had to add the fact that even before I was married, I had issues with forgiveness. I didn't realize I had issues until the circumstances with my marriage attached itself. So it wasn't all just what I was dealing with my marriage. So culturally, I was kind of taught, just kind of cut people off if right. they don't serve you well, mm-hmm. right? Cut them off, let them go. You got things to do. Mm-hmm. I even was told in the church, this person, and they were very dismissive of my husband. But part of our testimony is God kept saying, if you operate as his helper and forgive and love unconditionally and submit and honor all the things that he speaks of in his word, then I want to deliver him. I want to deliver him, but you are the vessel I want to deliver him through. So I could not do that and be unforgiving.
While you were talking, all kind of scriptures came into my mind. The first one was, you know, being mindful of who is talking, who is speaking in your ear. All right, we want to guard our hearts. Out of it flows the issues of life. We have to be careful and steward our ear gates well. You know, being mindful of the people that you have in your circle, especially the ones who know. And you know, as people, we like to go tell our mother, our father, and they'd be, Charlie, nobody, he no good. You know, the friends who bitter because their husband left them, et cetera, et cetera. So they come and be like, girl, Charlie ain't gonna never change. Be mindful of the company that you keep. Be mindful of the environment that you put yourself in. And then you also shared about how God told you, look, if you, let's work in tandem. We working together. Yes. And so because you are sanctified, I'm going to ensure that your husband is also sanctified. Your king Absolutely. Is sanctified. And that's word. That's scripture. And once we operate in scripture, he's a God that cannot lie. He watches over his word to perform it. We're going to take a quick break. And I know there's so many different questions that, you know, we want to share. I hope we get all in today. But we want to help some people who are struggling or have challenges when it comes to forgiveness, particularly wives and their spouses. All right. So we're going to go there. All right. So we believe that healing and deliverance is still the children's bread. And we're going to ensure that deliverance takes place today by God's perfect will. All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion...
Every great meal is a simple yet powerful idea. Quality. At Del Monte, we are committed to cultivating quality, growing the freshest, most nutritious vegetables, fruits, and tomatoes for your family. With non-GMO ingredients and BPA-free packaging, you can trust that every can is packed with goodness. So whether it's a quick snack or a hearty family dinner, Del Monte brings wholesome flavor to your table. Look for it in your favorite food store. Del Monte, fresh taste, smart choices, distributed by Thompson Trading.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello and welcome back to Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah, broadcasting once again live from Nassau, Bahamas. And guess what? As I was going through our Facebook messages, I see all kind of international people on here. Who ain't from this place, from that place, who ain't from that place, from this other place. I know for a fact that these are the Help Meet Army warriors. They are here and they are just supporting our Apostle Yvette Benton, or who we call General. Yeah, I said it. She's the General of the Help Meet Army. So y'all know, every time when I have her on the show, I usually ask this question. Boots to the ground. Let's see those boots. Let's see those boots. Let's see those boots. Now, we're going to continue on, because we don't want to stay there, because we're going to give Apostle an opportunity to share what her mentorship program is all about, et cetera, et cetera. So we just wanted y'all to just understand that this is a lady who has been there. You know, she's had her heart broken just like many of us, obviously. So she could understand. So she won't just come with messages. She will come with, hey, I have been there. She'll come with empathy, and that's the reason why she is a part of the show today. All right, so we have people from Florida, people from Atlanta, people from, as I'm scrolling up there, people from New York. All right, boots definitely to the ground. We thank you so much for your support and for listening and tuning in. Now, Apostle, I need to talk to you about something. I know that the enemy has a way of whispering to women, especially after things like betrayal, and it keeps them stuck in that resentment. I want you to share, what are some of the lies that the enemy whispers to women? And we know for a fact that it will come from the enemy, because nothing that, you know, God says love, God says to forgive, God says to be kind, and then the enemy completely says the opposite. Share with us some of the lies that the enemy whispers to women, wives in particular.
To think about, the hard part is that it'll never stop. Mm. You know, and it is hard to believe, especially like in my situation where things continued, it's hard to believe that people will stop doing certain things. And it's hard. We may believe that God can, but a lot of times we don't believe God will. And so the enemy will have us reminding ourselves, oh, this happened to someone else, or it happened to you before. And so the lies begin with things that we've seen with our natural eye. And so we'll say, oh, God could do that, but I don't see him doing that in my situation. So that's one of the lies. And then a big lie is, what will people think about me? And so Satan will remind us of, now this is interesting, in my journey, Satan actually reminded me of things I said about other people who stayed with their spouses. Mm. What did I think of that? You know, did I think of them as weak? Did I think of them as not having other options? Did I think of them as someone that didn't have self-esteem? Like, don't you feel like you have your own self-esteem and you don't need this person? So Satan will lie to you and even use your own words to try to get you to align with him versus aligning with the word of God.
My God. My God.
Yes.
He's a legalist.
And you also think, too, a big lie is, I didn't want to teach my children that staying in a relationship like ours was good. So I kept saying, well, God, I don't want to teach my son to treat his wife this way. And Lord, I don't want to teach my daughter that she should accept this type of behavior. And one thing God said was, you don't love them more than I do.
Come on.
You don't love them more than I do. And if I'm asking you to do this, it's even out of love for them. And one of the major things I had to get past, I was even okay with dealing with the pain myself, but causing my children pain was horrible for me. It was a major reason why I almost disobeyed God. I almost disobeyed God because of the pain it was causing my children. But what God said was, what you're doing is you're showing them how to pray. You're training up your child in the way that they should go. They should learn how to forgive and keep on forgiving 70 times 7. They should learn if you pray, you have to pray, continue to pray. Not pray until you get tired, but pray and continue to pray. And so he said, if you have prayed, and you're saying you forgive and you're loving unconditionally, don't forgive continuously or over and over, you're also training them not to know forgiveness, not to know true unconditional love. So I had to shift and stop listening to the lies of the enemy that I was a bad mom. Mm-hmm. When I was forgiving my husband, I really felt like a bad mother.
Sila, sorry, I'm taking a moment. I'm taking it all in. I'm taking it all in because I've heard that before. I've heard, well, we don't, you know, this is how the children is viewing us, and I don't want them to see, you know, what I'm doing and what I'm going through and how I have to endure this. I've heard that before. But yes. I've also heard testimonies similar to yours where the same children would say, oh, daddy and mommy, we're going to church together. Daddy and mommy always praying. Daddy and mommy, in the midst of everything that may have taken place in the past, God was able to reconcile and restore. And that is so powerful. And yes, even for that wife that is listening, but you don't understand. Listen, God knows it. God knows all. God already done see. He already knew what's going to happen even before you were formed in your mother's womb. He already know the end from the beginning. All you have to do is trust him.
You have to trust him. A lot of times we do relationship coaching, whether it's the individual who is fighting by themselves or couples counseling and coaching. But within that, we often hear people and we think, well, if I forgive, what about the other person? But God's word requires us to forgive so that we are forgiven. Mm. And so we can't base it on the changed behavior of the other person. Forgiveness is not about someone earning it. It's not about doing change or that they forgave you or even became repentive. I used to hear that all the time. Still, he's repentive. You know, you have to be careful. Well, no, we have to be obedient to the word. And in order to know and to be able to hear what God is saying about your relationship, about the things that you should be doing, you have to forgive so that you can ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
So God can hear your prayers.
Yes. I want to take a moment to send or put a text message or text number in here for those who may want to ask a question to you anonymously. So if you are international, you can still text and we will still receive your message. The number is 1-242-422-4796. That's 1-242-422-4796. Now the show ends at 5. So if you do have a question, we're not going to share who it's from or where it's from. And we're able to ask that question. You want to ask the question to our guest, Apostle Yvette Benton, you can go ahead and do so. All right. So, Apostle, thank you so much for that. I know people need to understand that forgiveness is not, you know, a one-time decision, as you stated before, but it is something that is continual. You know, as you've quoted, the scripture says, and Jesus says, you know, we forgive 70 times 7. People, the way that the enemy makes people feel, you know, and what the world says to people, oh, well, child, she's a doormat. Or, ooh, you know what I mean? Oh, well, child, you must see, you know, I'm going to say this. She must be stupid. She's a fool, eh? Yeah, you see how much times that man do that to her? You think it make any sense for her to go back? Listen, let me let you talk.
My God. It is a challenge. And those things are real. Those feelings are real, especially if we agree with them. Mm. So in my situation, I agreed with that mentality that because I was a strong woman with a career, I can get another man, or I could just be by myself, or all of those things. But they did not line up with God's perfect will for me. And so I had to use trusting and believing God's will over the doubts, the naysayers, what I've seen in other marriages. And that became very, very challenging, but God gave me strength. I was able to learn how to put down strongholds. I was able to learn how to align myself with the will of God so I could hear. It was hearing his to heal me even more. And so for some people, they've been without the voice of the Lord, so they don't feel his presence and begin to get the healing that God provides. And so for some people, it's spiritual warfare. For others, it is coaching and counseling and really talking to someone who's going to give you the scripture, not someone who is going to align with the flesh, but really someone that's going to align with the scripture. Basically, what did God say?
Yeah.
What did God say? We can't hear his voice when we have any aught in our heart. The Bible says that if you regard iniquity, yes, in our hearts, the Lord won't hear us.
Mm, that's scripture.
And that right there, I will repeat and declare and teach probably forever, because when God said that, I realized I was saying something and thought I was praying, but God couldn't hear me.
Mm.
Until I aligned my life with the helpmeet role according to Genesis 2:18, until I became a wife of the word, not a wife of the world, not the wife that I thought I should be. I had to become the wife according to 1 Peter 3, the wife according to Proverbs 31, the wife according to Ephesians 5, not what I saw, what I experienced, or even what I taught. A long time, because as a counselor, I had a lot of ignorance before I went through what I went through in my own marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. And this goes back to just knowing the word, knowing, being around people that can help mentor you the right way. This goes with just studying to show yourself approved. This goes with knowing that, yeah, if you try to lean onto your own understanding, you're going to mess.
Yes.
You're going to mess all the way up. And the good thing about this, when you were holding on to Jesus and his instructions and the scripture to guide you, you can't go wrong. He has the power to stir the hearts of kings. You don't,
yes,
think that he could bring healing and restoration to your spouse? You don't think that he's able to heal the wounds and the hurt and the bitterness? My God.
Yeah, it increased my faith, because even before I saw deliverance of my husband, I had to deal with the fact that God reminded me, marriage issue as much as you have a trust issue. Mm. You don't trust me to do what my word says I will do. You don't trust, or you don't believe. So I had to pull down a lot of doubt while I was forgiving. So it wasn't just the focus on forgiving my husband, but growing in my relationship with God. Because the lack of forgiveness identified an immaturity in my own spiritual growth. in my own spiritual relationship with the Lord. So I had to, you know, when you were asking what are some of the ways different people deal with forgiveness, it really was that for me. I had to grow and mature in my relationship with God while forgiving consistently.
But that's powerful because there's no other power or source that can do that. You cannot do it on your own strength. You have to rely not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit's complete everything pertaining to him. You have to be able to trust the fact that he knows and he wants the best for you. And you have to trust the fact that he's looking at legacy. He's looking at the generations to come. He's looking at the fact that he literally wants you to be the restorer of the breach. All right.
Absolutely. You talk.
This-
Absolutely. That's so big. What God kept saying is if everyone keeps telling me no, even though we have the choice to do it, it continues in the bloodline. And so he kept bringing up, you know, what my son needed and not only what my son needs, but what your children need and the bloodline. And yeah, we have to see things greater than just our personal hurt or our personal circumstances. God says to seek first the kingdom and righteousness. And there's nothing more righteous than forgiveness because that's it's the character of God. It literally is the character of God. And between that, that is who God is. But seeking first the kingdom takes it out of my own personal embarrassment or my own personal hurt. Can I be a vessel of God? Can I be a witness? Can I be a person that is operating in the will of God for others to see and experience, starting with your household? With your household.
Yeah, ministry starts there. Yeah, right there. Right. So when your spouse says or does something, especially in front of the kids, how do you respond? You know, how would they see you? Can they see the woman of God that you claim to display in church on Sundays? The hallelujah raising up of hands. Do they see holiness in the household?
That's one of the main reasons. And this is no, you know, disrespect to anyone. It's an area I'm learning myself. But one of the main reasons that preachers' kids don't have great relationships often with the Lord is because they see one person in the pulpit and a different person at home.
You went
and
there.
And so I really am preaching forgiveness.
Yeah,
I was teaching and preaching loving unconditionally. I was a pastor at the time that my marriage broke up. So I had to reveal even to my, in my own eyes, are you really living what you're preaching? Or are you justifying based on how you feel? Because I felt like if the pain was extreme, then I didn't have to do what the Bible clearly states to do and what God was telling me when I did pray. So I had to show up. And one of the things that is a major part of our testimony is our youngest daughter, who was home during the majority of, well, all of the journey with my husband. She consistently says the reason she knows God is real is watching her father get delivered. See God pull us out of being homeless. See God restore our relationship. Watch the deliverance of my husband and how we are now versus how we were before. She consistently states that's why she knows God is real.
My God, right there. That's testimony right there. That's healing right there. That's deliverance right there. And we'll be like, God, keep them. Let them have a relationship. Let them see what they need to see through us, right? We are the living, we are the salt. We are the light.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you want them, yes, we could train them in the way they should go. The Bible says that. But ain't nothing like demonstrating because, you know, they like sponges anyway. So they're going to look and see exactly how you react and how you respond in the home.
Yes. Right? retired school administrator, I can tell you, as far as an educator is concerned, children learn far more of what they see demonstrated than what they just hear. Yeah. They can hear it, but what usually solidifies into long-term memory, not short-term memory, right? You can speak the scripture, but long-term memory is what you are in need of so that you can live the scripture. Mm-hmm. And so what you see demonstrated over and over and over, you have much more of a chance to remember and put it in long-term memory, which then translates into a lifestyle. Mm.
That's powerful right there. That's powerful, y'all. So now let's now talk practical. Now we're going to go there. We're going to go with, okay, I've heard, you know, I have to read the Bible. I've heard I have to protect myself from people who want to, you know, say things in my ears, protect my air gauge, protect my heart, etc. How can a wife rebuild trust while still protecting her heart and honoring God?
Yeah. A lot of times it really boils down to how close to the Lord you become. Because there's nothing natural that I'm aware of that's going to really give you the power to forgive consistently. So it's literally tapping into God through reading, pulling down strongholds, and again, voluntarily, willingly saying, okay, not my will. And you have to learn how to practice that, how to get in a habit of that. There weren't things that happened in my life that I stayed in for a long period of time. So I wasn't in the habit of doing that over and over. And so it really is about giving it over to God. Now, I also am, as far as my own testimony, I had to understand how to pull down strongholds and cast out devils. I don't know how someone forgives in difficult situations without learning how to operate in the authority and power God gives us through his word. Because the enemy's goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. And destroying relationships, one of the easiest ways for the devil to destroy a relationship is to cause a place of unforgiveness. So when we trust that God has given us authority and power over all powers of the enemy, we tap into those powers of the enemy consistently so that we can then be free and now have a heart of flesh versus a heart of stone.
Yeah. And that's, I know for some believers, that might be a little bit foreign to them. What do you mean spiritual warfare? What do you mean tap in the enemy? What do you mean, you know, these things that you have to learn? But can you briefly share what that looks like as well? Because it's not just the now I lay me down to sleep that's going to get you to forgive. It has to be knowing enemy. That's your job. You tell us. You tell us, what does that look like? How do I fight? How do I pray? How do I sustain the everyday grace of deeply hurt me? You know, how do I do that?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that is a big mistake in the body of Christ is that we think that because we know the devil is real, or we know curses are real, or we know that he's trying to hinder us, that also translates in knowing how to war, not just for your relationship with a person or a marriage, but literally war in the spirit. And the Bible is full of examples. Jesus casted out devils. I mean, we can't just skip over that because it's unpleasant. Because it become challenging. So one lie of the devil, you asked about lies of the enemy. One lie of the enemy is, if you bother the devil, he's going to bother you. So don't, you know, you don't want to learn that spiritual warfare stuff because the devil's going to bother you. Well, if we look around, the devil's already, he's in our bloodline. he's trying to hinder our marriages. You look at the perversion in the world. You look at the fact that children are wayward. He's already in these bloodlines. Yeah. So we have to look at the Word of God. We're not guessing. There's literal scriptures that remind us that even if you're delivered, you have to know how to fill. You have to know how to. The Bible says, I'm going to give you authority and power over all powers of the enemy. The Bible also says when you're delivered, the enemy and those demons basically consistently want to return. Yeah. So if you forgive and then next month, that same spirit of unforgiveness is trying to return. And unfortunately, the Bible says, and if it returns and finds the person swept and garnished or not full of scripture, I'll say it in layman's terms, not full of scripture and love and forgiveness, then when it returns, it brings seven demons more wicked than itself. So you can start with one level of anger and then get to wrath and bitterness. You could start with one level of vengeance, and then the next time something returns, you actually act out the vengeance. You may think of it one time and then act it out. If you've seen people act all out of character, that can be because the spirit returns. And so you have to study to show yourself approved. One of the things God was adamant was if you're going to run, you have to learn what you're doing. You have to learn the tricks of the enemy. And the Bible shows us what the devil does. So he also gives us, you know, ways of war, yeah, ways to wage war. We don't wait for the enemy to just attack us. We wage war against the enemy. We don't have to wait. Mm. God has given us the authority. But what many people do is they wait for the enemy to do something and then they try to pray. No, I'm going to decree, I'm going to declare, I'm going to set a hedge of protection around my family. And then if the enemy does come in, I'm going to know what to do according to the word, not my flesh. Mm. Can't respond in flesh and expect to get results from the Lord.
That part right there. My God. You what? Hold on. Pull up, selector. Pull up. You cannot respond in flesh. Okay? The thing about it is, that's what we do. We try to use, and the natural, come on, man, we're women. Y'all, come on, y'all. Look, gather the troops. Y'all know this is how it used to be. Thank God for deliverance. But how it used to be, oh, well, child, I ain't gonna give him none. Oh, well, child, I don't have to talk to him. Y'all know good and well, we used to keep our mouth shut. That was our way of telling you, you don't talk to me, I ain't talking to you, right? And where did that take us? Where did that get us? Nowhere.
Ooh,
and
nowhere.
Something else that we'd like to do, our mouths, Lord Jesus, our mouths were so sharp. We may not physically know how to punch a person down or our husbands down, but we sure know how to slice with our mouths, with our tongue. Right.
Yes.
And so we were using our tongues as weapons. Right. And by doing that, the situation that we've already encountered or encountering worse than how it was before.
Right.
I it's just so much to say about this particular matter, because, you know, we have to learn now that we understand, yes, this comes for forgiveness comes with, you know, first of all, allowing God, removing ourselves and allowing God to fill in. It comes with just giving everything back to him. Like this clenched fist, opening it up and say, Lord, I release this to you. Forgiveness comes with having to understand the scripture, knowing the word of God, applying it accordingly. Forgiveness comes with declaring things as you've stated before. Forgiveness comes with knowing the enemy, knowing the one that is trying to still kill and destroy your marriage, your family, your inheritance. And so knowing him is paramount, so that you know how he maneuvers, know how he likes to slip through, knowing about his whisperers, knowing the voice of God, so that you could distinguish the difference between his voice and God's voice.
Absolutely.
So now let's talk about having to keep. Let's say you've already forgiven.
Right.
And you've already prayed, and you prayed until you see it. So now you're trying to protect it. y'all wouldn't get that one, right? All right, so that is a quote that that Apostle says to us all the time. Pray until you see it, and when you see it, protect it. So now that we're in the state where we have forgiven, we have reconciled, we have said, you know, as a wife, how does she protect all of this? She's already given everything out to God and released it. There's healing. Let's protect it.
Yeah, protecting it becomes understanding how to declare over not just your circumstances, because in the beginning I attested fighting and warring, which was always coming against what my husband was dealing with. But in reality, God wanted me to kind of lift up my head and protect myself, make sure my heart remained pliable, make sure that I was honorable and respectful at all times, because whether or not I felt like he deserved it was not what the Bible stated as what was required of me, what is asked of me. So what he was asking was, grow in your role as a wife of the word, grow in your role as a woman of God, and declare over your own heart, declare over your own responses, not just my actions, but how do I respond if the enemy does lie or raise up or cause or tries to wreak havoc. So it really is praying over yourself so that you respond in a godly manner, because things are going to happen. Negative that reminds you of why you were in whatever circumstance you were in. So protecting really becomes making sure not that we become hard-hearted, but that we declare over our own emotions, responses, body language, all of those things, because we got to remain righteous.
Yes.
In order for our prayers to avail. We know the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails. So it not only avails, but it avails much. Mm. And so I want my prayers to avail much. So in terms of protecting, I have to be righteous. So what does righteousness look like according to the word of God? Not what does righteousness look like, where we think we know what it is. Literally studying the word and consistently aligning ourselves. And that's a lifestyle. It's a lifetime. We're all learning to become righteous.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. To protect what we have to be righteous. You hit something. You said body language, right? So here it is. Come on. Yeah. Yes, we're still talking about this. I have to highlight these things because this is what we go through as women. We say or we confess that we forgive them. And it could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be infidelity, you know. It could be any form of disappointment, hurt, disagreements for whatever reason, right? Yes. And so here it is that we're saying, yeah, okay, we forgive. But then our body language is saying something different. You know, this little knot in the forehead right there, that shows. Or, you know, and I don't know, well, I think it's Bahamian and West Indian cultures, we suck our teeth when we disagree with something. I don't know if you guys do that, but that's what we do here. So all of that has something to do with truly forgiving, truly letting go, truly just giving it over to God and say, look, I want my heart to be pure. And so I'm going to love my husband regardless. I'm going to love him just like how you have loved me.
Right. And the true example of it is, can you love like you've never been hurt? Mm. Can you forgive like you've never been wrong? And so once we, that does not mean that you don't continually heal or deal with whatever has happened, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. You still have to deal with it ongoing and not ignore it.
Yeah.
Forgiveness doesn't mean we literally suppress. In fact, the people who forgive best and long-term haven't suppressed it. They literally are gaining healing from the Lord. Healing using counseling, coaching, spiritual warfare, knowledge, all of the things that are necessary. Righteous healing causes us to be consistent. So we change our body language.
Yeah.
So we change our facial expressions. So we change the tone in our voices. because that's what happens when you truly continuously forgive.
Yeah. We have a text here, Apostle. It says, how can I truly forgive if he has not confessed to his infidelity?
Because forgiveness doesn't have anything to do with the other person's action. That person may have infidelity, but that is between them and God. Forgiveness is my decision to allow God to work in me. It's not about, well, if you ask for forgiveness, if you repent, if you admit, then. So what happens is you forgive, and then you have to work on being strong enough to handle. For example, a person walking down the street may have on one outfit. Mm-hmm. A person walking in a war zone has to put on very different things every day. They have to put on armor. They have to have guns. They have to have protective measures. So if you're in a situation where a person is still doing things against you, you've got to understand you are in a conceivable war zone. Mm-hmm. There's still a requirement of forgiveness, but that requirement may mean you learn and understand to get past, what does it feel like if someone doesn't admit something? What does it feel like if someone continues with whatever it is you need to forgive them from, whether that's lying, whether that's infidelity, whether that's, you know, a second family. I mean, there's so many things that I've dealt with, but whatever it is, when we ask God, what do you want me to do? He's going to say, forgive. He's going to say, love. But in that, you may be in conceivably a war zone, but walking down the street like you're at the beach.
My God.
They don't go together.
Let me read. This is a personal WhatsApp message that says, I can't post to the Facebook page while she's doing the show, so I'm posting my reactions here. His face was a trigger for me too. Lord Jesus, this is a good show. Okay. Okay. All right. I pray for healing.
Just the face. You got to be honest. And again, a person that's healing is not the person that's trying to ignore my actual feelings. Like, I can say that and not have it trigger me. Yeah. I can say that and keep going. And people say, well, that's easy for you to say, you know, your husband is a man of God. Your husband loves you. But that's now.
Come on.
That's not. Woo. Yeah. When God showed me what he wanted, the behavior, the actions were still there. In fact, they got worse before they got better because the enemy was trying really hard to get me to give up.
My God. Now, as we wrap up, I want to give you some time to share how people can reach out to you, whatever events that you may be having in the months or this month or the next month to come. But I want you to also share something with the listeners, those who maybe who are tuning in. They may have come, you know, if it's one message that you have to say before we leave this particular show for someone whose heart has been broken, someone who does not know how to forgive. Of course, they all have to listen to the replay. But if it's anything else that you may not have said in this conversation that you want to share now, what would that be?
I think I would reiterate that forgiveness is something that God asks us to do. He is not looking at the other person's behavior or for us to consider what another person does. Forgiveness is about us knowing our Heavenly Father has asked this of us. And if we don't forgive, we're not forgiven, and we need to be forgiven consistently. Because I want to be forgiven, I have to forgive. So I have to ask God, what is it that I need to do to forgive continually versus expect him to change my circumstances before I forgive?
Sorry, go ahead. No, I'm just happy that you made that statement, because another text is saying how to forgive someone who seems like they do not understand their marriage commitments. You answered it. You mm-hmm. answered it.
Yes. And a lot of times in my testimony, And this may not be everyone's circumstance, but in my testimony, the reaction that I had with God, the fact that I was able to forgive him, even since didn't change, the unconditional love, the honor, the respect, becoming submitted to him before he understood his role as my husband or as the priest, prophet, and king of our home, that actually witnessed to him, and God knew it would. So the fact that God is asking that of us, we have to also understand God does not hate us. He's not. I thought originally it was so cruel that God was asking me to forgive someone who was hurting me so badly. And I didn't understand God as Father. I didn't understand that I had accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, so therefore I had to obey his commands. And when that's the forefront of our mind, then other people's behaviors can't dictate our responses to the Word of God. And so you're sharing, we are having a webinar normally about once every 2 months. I'll teach a lesson, take a particular topic in the Word and a particular topic concerning our roles as helpmeets, and really dig into the study to show ourselves approved. And this week, I'm doing a webinar on submission, not just submission, which is hard enough, but understanding our heart posture toward it. And one thing that will shift our heart posture greatly is, can we forgive and keep on forgiving?
My God.
And so I'm doing that webinar this Thursday. I'm really, really excited about it because it's the whole concept of not my will, but thy will be done.
So how can people, mm-hmm. how can people sign up for it? Where can they find your platforms? Talk about all of that. Where can
Yes. So our online helpmeet.com. I have an online helpmeet program. I do webinars. I'm getting ready to launch a leadership mentoring for professional women, women who have a major and mighty call, because it is hard for many of us to be submitted while also being strong. So helpmeet.com is the web address to sign up for the Willful Submission webinar. It also has a few other webinars that are available, and then the full program of the online school. If you go to GeraldandYvette.com, there are other all kinds of services, one including the Help Me Army, for many people that have to understand spiritual warfare. Mm. A lot of people say, well, how can I get strong enough to do that? I tried. And that may require that you get training. It wouldn't be any different in the physical. I want to run a marathon. I want to run a 5K. I tried, but I'm not strong enough yet. I don't have the stamina. Mm-hmm. I don't have the tenacity. I have to make sure that the particular muscles I need to use to run long distance. If you don't know what that is, you get a trainer. You get someone to assist you. You have to put some work in. And so the Help Me Army was really birthed out of God telling me, teach them, meaning other women, how to war like I taught you. So we literally have to go into a mentality of, I can't do no, I lay me down to sleep with this circumstance. I can't just keep saying, thank you, Lord, and you take it away. You know, there's a place in our parenting where kids want us to do something for them, and we realize, no, you're at an age where I need you to do it. I need you to mature and handle this yourself. So I'm not a bad parent. I'm the parent that says, I've given you authority. That's what God said to me. I've given the authority to you. Now you need to learn how to use it. I've given power to you. Now you need to understand your authority and spirit. And so the Help Me Army is really built to help individuals not only learn, but get strong enough to operate in spiritual warfare. And then for those that need the longevity, the community, because faith comes by hearing. and you can hear this today, and next week something happened, and it'll be like you didn't hear it. So it's important, and some people need to be reminded of what God said, to be reminded of how to pull down strongholds, to be poured into from individuals who believe like we believe. So I have the mentoring program to help me arm me, and there's a video on the website, geraldandyvette.com, that tells all about that. And then hot off the press, starting next week, wifeoftheword.org is my next website. God has been amazing. God has really, because of the forgiveness, because of the restoration, he's restoring everything back to me, yes, and my family that I sold when I did what was necessary to help my husband get delivered. So wifeoftheword.org is going to show my mentoring for leadership, for those women who are leaders, but they also know that God has called them to be a submitted wife of the word.
That is just beautiful. Listen, y'all don't have no excuse. We have solutions. God has blessed us with people who have paved the way. Similar, I don't mean to say it like this, but you know how John prepared, I'm preparing the way of the Lord. We have some people who had to go through situations so that they can actually give the wisdom that is necessary to guide you along the way. So there's what the Bible says is there's help in counseling, wise counseling, right? Yes. That is powerful to know that you, right, mm-hmm, you have someone that is there to help you. Now, Apostle, I'm going to put you on the spot, right? We only have like 5 more minutes left on this show, yeah, but I know for a fact that God is wanting some prayer for some people who are tuning in, especially those whose heart may still be hardened. They want to, even though, yes, they did receive it, but we just want to seal it. We want to seal everything that was said today in a word of prayer and declaration. So can you pray us?
I want to also share, I'm doing a 1-month coaching experience. It's a group coaching experience the month of March. Mm-hmm. And that starts next month. So that's on the website as well. And then I do retreats where you might need 2 or 3 or 4 days to be submerged in this mindset, not just for our assignment as a wife of the word, but also ministry and marketplace, because it really was my mindset as a minister, my mindset as a professional, that caused me to struggle with forgiveness because of who I am in the spirit, because of who I am even in the natural. I kept talking myself out of it because I was successful in the other areas. Mm-hmm. And so I had to unlearn what mindset our culture really brought. And so I am doing a retreat. And so that retreat information is going to be on Wife of the Word next week as well.
My God, my God. And all of that you can find on the website. So you can go to Geraldandyvette.
Going to Orlando for 4 days, chef prepared meals, teaching training, learning sessions. It's going to be awesome. Going to be awesome.
Yeah, listen, y'all need to go on those websites to go get more information. For those who know me personally, this is one of my mentors. She has been a pillar of strength for me, teaching me how to strengthen my marriage because I'm also a mentor to other women. So, of course, every coach has a coach, just like That's every right. doctor has a doctor. You know, everyone has someone that they can actually be poured into because you are pouring out to somebody else. Yes. And then you cannot pour from an empty cup. So this is where my source, other than Holy Spirit himself, comes from when it comes to being a wife of the word, all right?
Yeah. That's right.
And for leadership, and I thank you. I'm going to publicly thank you for all that
Absolutely.
You've done.
You put in the work, and you are so right. Many of us pour out, and one of the reasons we struggle to love and forgive is because we've poured out so much as mothers. We've poured out so much into our careers and our professions and at church. And then when God asks us to do something as challenging as forgiveness, we don't have enough in us. So you are right, you know, just constantly making sure we're being poured into, because some of the packages of the online coaching is sessions with me. Yeah. And because I have a mounting is imperative. I have many, many years of being a wife coach. So just encouraging people, get the help you need, whether it's our ministry or somewhere else, because forgiveness is not a suggestion. It's not a suggestion. Forgiveness is required. The requirement, something God is not just suggesting to us. It's required so that our prayers will be heard and forgiveness when we need it is extended. Yes, I'd love to pray.
That right there. Yes, ma'am. Please pray for us.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you and we ask you for forgiveness, Father. When we ask you for forgiveness, Lord God, you are faithful and you are just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And because we are aligning our lives with you, because we want to be more and more like you, you forgive us, so we shall forgive others. Give us the strength, Lord God, to do exactly what you have called forth for us to do, which is forgive regardless of the situation or circumstances. Strengthen us now, and we cancel the demonic assignment of the enemy that tries to weaken us, because your word reminds us that we will not get weary in well-doing. And this is how we do well, which is to align our behaviors with the will and the word of God. We shut down the voice of the enemy that is lying to us. When we are listening to the lies of the enemy, we shut the mouth of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment that has tried to cause us to be hard-hearted. No longer will we be hard-hearted, but we will forgive and we will keep on forgiving. We will forgive even 70 times 7, whatever is needed and necessary. We will forgive so that when we ask you for forgiveness, that you hear our prayers, that you embrace what we are asking of you in the name of Jesus. We wipe out the lies of the enemy from our ears, and we will stand as generational curse breakers and know that this might be different from what we've seen, or this might be different from what another person is extending to us. But Lord, we will stand flat-footed and know the will of God. We will stand flat-footed and know you will give us strength. Father, we ask you for supernatural strength to do what only we can do through you. We will no longer try to do or forgive and love unconditionally with our own strength. But Father, you have given us the supernatural strength that is needed and necessary. We need to just ask. If we ask, you are faithful. If we ask, we will get stronger. If we ask, and we will learn and understand how to hide the word in our hearts so we do not sin against you. The word of God that is hidden in our heart will cause us to respond like you respond, to love like you love, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we'll even get strong enough, Father God, to pray for those who despitefully use us, to pray continually. Even if someone has hurt us, Lord, give us the supernatural strength to pray for those people, to pray for our children, whoever may have hurt us in the past. We ask you, Lord God, to teach us how to make sure that we continuously pray for those who despitefully use us. Your word keeps us steadfast and unmovable. We'll stand guard as an unmovable wife of the word. And if that means forgiveness continually, you will do that through us. And Father, we have made a decision to be willfully submitted, not only to you, but to our husband. Not our will, but thy will be done. We slice the assignment of the enemy and say, no longer will you cause us to be unforgiving. We refuse the suggestions of unforgiveness now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind backlash and retaliation from the enemy. Nothing will be missing or lacking from our lives. Nothing will be missing or lacking from our marriage. And nothing will be missing or lacking from this prayer. In Jesus' name.
My God, today, thank you, Jesus. I stand in agreement in the airwaves, wherever you may be, the north, south, east, west of this earth. You will hear the voice of the Lord that tells you to forgive, and you will forgive in the name of Jesus. I stand in agreement. Apostle Yvette, thank you so much for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. You have added so much value, and we give God thanks for you. I read where someone says, Apostle, thank you for your yes. Because of your yes, So many different families and households have been blessed because of what God has placed in you. So we want to say thank you. All right. So yes, you have some people who are asking about the websites that have been placed. And please watch the replay. You'll see all of that there. Awesome show. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So thank you so much for tuning in. And we're saying amen and amen. So for those who are, this is your first time hearing Your Lane Talk Show, thank you so much for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. I pray that you were all empowered, encouraged, and educated today. So until next time, thank you so much to our producer, Chris, for making sure that this program and this show was just flawless. Thank you. God bless you. And until next time, happy Sunday, everyone. We're going to be here next week, Sunday, God's willing, at 3:30 p.m. All right, we're going to talk to some pastor's wives. All right, how do they deal with being a pastor wife? I mean, how do they deal with the church members? How do they deal with husbands who have to be pulled upon and pulled on for every little thing? People need to know. People need to know. So I'm excited about that show. So if you want to know more about it, tune in next week. All right? So until next time, bye.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.